The stillness of the body helps us to encounter what is not at rest in us. Rest is our relationship with the earth. And this lying posture, abandoned, is the posture where all the muscles of the body can trust. The sitting posture is also a posture of rest, but still a few muscles, a few tension are necessary for the posture. In the lying posture, there is the possibility of a profound abandonment, complete to the heart. We offer ourselves a moment of stillness. The body, little by little, is welcomed by the heart. The eyes close in order to enter into the listen that we are cultivating here. In time, little by little, we discover how precious this listening. It is as if we return to a sensitivity that has been dulled by all the worry, all thoughts, the before, the after. All this great cloud of worry and tension has gone into the body. This twisting of the body, which some of us can recognize, this stillness that we are offering ourselves as its first gift of this entrusting ourselves to the heart, and allow us to meet our restlessness precisely when we do not act it by moving. This stillness of the body, this rest, allows us to recognize that there is a soft body part that releases on, and there is always a part, however thin the body, that cannot yet settle. There, this feeling is a hollowing, not an adjustment. This is a great revolution that we are experimenting. Usually, when thanks to the stillness, this subtle restlessness is recognized, it immediately sets in motion a process of adjustment. We try to adjust. Today we are going to try something completely new. Thanks to the stillness, we are offering ourselves to this surrender to Mother Heart. We can recognize the support of the heart. The heart continually supports us, and we can notice, discover through the perception of this support, particularly at this point of support, where the weight of the body goes to the heart, the meeting of the back, or perhaps of the bottom. There is a part of the body in contact with the heart, either directly or indirectly, where the weight of the body is embraced by the heart. Let us enjoy this embrace. Let us allow ourselves to dwell without asking anything, without needing to understand, without the need for special effect. Let us give ourselves permission to rest in this embrace. We can see that there is perhaps a small resistance in one place in the body, and let us also welcome this small resistance, which can be expressed as a subtle resistance. There is also always a part of the body that cannot yet unfound, cannot yet trust. It's very natural. We are discovering that we can rest in an open body, in the body that entrusts itself, where we perceive a contact with the earth, with the sofa, with the chair, with the armchair. We can rest. Let ourselves be supported by Mother Earth, but we also make a great discovery, important. We discover that we can rest, even in that which in us cannot yet rest. This small resistance, this small tension, also thanks to this stillness, to this abandonment of the great part of the body, reveals itself, shows itself with great clarity. It is intense, which is why we are invited to an affection, patience, courageous, and can help us with the imaging of a sky that doesn't need to struggle with the clouds, a sky that allows the wind to flow, whether it's a subtle breath or whether it's a storm. Everything is beauty in a sky that allows even this small sensation, this small resistance that humanly we wouldn't prefer not to have, this small tension. That precisely because of this small rest that we are offering ourselves becomes evident. In the sweetness of, in the intensity of this rest is so spacious that it also allows this contraction, this place that cannot yet rest, a completely new rest, is something that is already there, is a space that is always with us, forgotten, for often forgotten, but this stillness is always with us. It's all also of movement, even of doing. This spacious is what is most ours, closest of simplest, is in us. We don't need to give name to this spaciousness, this listening. We are rediscovering, remembering this sensitivity, ancient, which has always been ours, this feeling, and in this sensitivity, we invite a loved one, a person, for whom we can feel gratitude, affection, friendship. Here, this person is invited into this sensitivity, into this spaciousness. Let us give ourselves permission to feel. how this sensitivity recognizes this dear person for whom we feel gratitude, affection, friendship. Let us try to discover if there is an opening, a closure, if there is a vibration, if a place in the body resonates with this presence of this person we have evoked, that we have invited in this spaciousness, in this sensitivity, a loved one. And now we try to invite in this sensitivity a natural person whom we have met and doesn't provocate us a particular liking or antipathy. For example, a shopkeeper we meet today, yesterday, a person who doesn't evoke a particular emotion in us. We try to feel the echo of the motion of this presence in the body, whether there is an opening or a contraction or a closing, wherever we can remain in the freedom, in the easy of this listening. If something contracts or closes or opens there, and now we invite someone a bit special, we invite us, our image, as we image ourselves, as we perceive ourselves, we invite us into this sensitivity and we try to recognize the echo in the body, in the physical sensation of this being together. We discover that we can rest, allowing the breath to rest. Rest is possible then when we discover that there is no need for us and those the hurt can welcome us, can support us. Let us give ourselves permission to return, little by little, without violence, always remaining in listening. Let us try to discover that these intimates, these rests, can also survive in moment, not in the lying. posture, but also in movement. Recognize an echo on this freedom. There now, little by little, we return. We are discovering that we can respect each other, that we can listen to each other. A very beautiful discovery.